Hey, praise the Lord. I hope you all like that second song as much as I did. I think it's highly anointed. So since now we have to record after the music, I'm going to go ahead and pray over the group now and start with the recorded part. So let's do another USP, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Well, I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all that's coming tonight. We bless everybody on this Zoom call tonight, whoever sees this in the future, that the anointing goes forward to bless everybody for every challenge they're coming. It's coming against them, that you give them the answer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I think it was Maria that was asking, what is the name of the song that we just played, the second song? It's called In Jesus' Name, God of Possible by Katie Nicole. So I'll type that in the chat. In Jesus' Name, God of Possible by Katie Nicole. Amen. So we're going to talk about fasting today, because guess why?
It's fasting time. Although,
Right.
couldn't we call it fast? Could we call it slow?
Do you know why?
Nothing fast about
It seems very slow that it's going to get over soon.
It's like the old joke. The guy's the doctor. Okay, doctor says, hey, I want you to, quit eating red meat, quit drinking wine, quit going out and doing fun things at night. Doc says, will that make me live longer? Doc says, no, it'll just seem that way.
Okay, so we're going to go over a quick review for fasting to help some people who are learning to fast. Also, we're going to talk about a different perspective of
Yeah, we're
fasting. So pay attention to this one, okay? I'm sure some of you already know this perspective, but many of you may not be doing it. But this week, we really feel like God's going to help us be able to accomplish it, okay?
Okay, so the definition of fasting is giving up something with prayer for the benefit of drawing closer to God and are receiving the manifestation of prayer. This is to be different from a medical fasting, natural fasting, detoxing, and dieting. Okay. All things are possible to him who believes if you pray, fast, and are patient. So, fasting is no more optional than prayer. You can see the list right there in the Old Covenant, Leviticus, and Jeremiah that they talk about fasting. The Sabbath, Deuteronomy 5:18. Don't do that. Okay. And the New Covenant, fast after the bridegroom leaves. When you fast, not if. This type only goes by prayer and fasting. And abstain from sex when you fast. The benefits of fasting are humility. Lord will teach you his way. Lord will give you grace. Lord will exalt you. Wealth, honor, and life are yours. And the devil must flee. Remember, Jesus fasted for 40 days before the devil tried to challenge him. And when Jesus was on a fasted state, the devil fled from him. Go ahead.
I do want to clarify in A, letter D, it's married, should say married couples should abstain from sex when you fast. Single people should always abstain from sex. Okay.
I thought that was automatic here.
Well, we're just clarifying, just to make sure.
Okay.
And of course, you know, people who weren't Christians before they came to the Lord, that's why we have repentance, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And God forgives people. Amen.
Okay. Number two, benefits of fasting, loosening the bands of wickedness. Number three, undo the heavy burdens. Who here is challenged with heavy burdens right now? Number four, break every yoke. Number five, health. Number six, answered prayer. Number seven, revelation and guidance. Number eight, with the Sabbath, wealth and riches. Number nine, spiritual power and authority. And 10, resting your body. Okay, the types of fast. Spiritual reexamination, the first day. A, a humble soul with fasting. B, afflict your soul with fasting. And C, fasting day. If you have a crisis, fast 3 days. You remember the story of Esther where they fasted 3 days before she had to go see the king, you know? For revelation, you fast for 3 weeks, that's 21 days. Okay. Victory in prayer, do a 1 day fast. Lifting of judgment, do a 1 day fast. Healing, do a 3 day fast. Dominion and power, 40 days. That's where you break into the supernatural. Okay. And we're doing a 3 day fast at this time. Now, for general health, victorious living, fast 1 day per week, perhaps on the Sabbath. Okay. How to fast. Now, this is very important. You always do what God tells you to do. Okay. I don't care what anybody else says. When God tells you to do something, that overrides anybody else's suggestions. Okay. Ask the Lord for the how and the when and the what and the why and the total short or long. You know, beginning a long fast, day one, anything except meat. Day two, fruits and vegetables. Day three meals of cereal. Day four, two meals of high fiber cereal. Day five, one meal of high fiber cereal. That way you break into the fast slowly, give your body time to adjust to things, you know, and drink lots of water. Okay. Now, breaking your long 3+ day fast, drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. Don't let the fact that you're fasting stop you from getting the hydration your body needs.
Oh, can
Okay.
I add something?
Sure.
When you're doing a long fast, you can also do protein shakes. So, to get the protein, if you're working on a normal job, you do need to have protein so that your body and your brain could function normally. And if people have diabetic challenges, then don't do cereal or a lot of carbs, but you can do like, cooked vegetables or something like that as well. Okay. But make sure you get a lot of fiber. That's important.
Number two, eat very small portions, eat frequently. And okay, here's some notes down here.
Yeah. Okay. So number four, A would mean the morning meal, B would be the afternoon meal, and C would be the evening meal. So these are some suggestions that when you're breaking it a 3 day fast, we've revised this somewhat. So you can do day one for the morning broth, day one for the afternoon, like veggie juices. I wouldn't recommend fruit juices because of the high sugar content. And day one for the evening meal would be like a pea protein shake or something like that. Number two, day two would be like a pea protein shake because it's vegetables. And your noon or afternoon meal would be like pureed veggie soup. It's vegetables, but blended up. And for your dinner meal, it could be the chunks of veggies in the soup with crackers, bread, and you can also have fruit. Third day suggestion is regular protein. Collagen peptide shake or eggs. And then for your afternoon meal, soup with vegetables, veggie soup with pureed chicken. And then for your evening meal, you could have a salad with chicken or fish. And day four, you can resume normal eating, including beef. Number five, an energy protein shake per day as a meal replacement is recommended for the rest of your life because it really does help you, especially if you have fiber in there and like MCT oil, which is really good for lowering cholesterol and it's good for your brain. I do recommend that you abstain from any dairy, white flour, white sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and those kinds of things, and grains when you're on a fast. If people, some people choose to do that as a lifestyle, but at least on your fast would be recommended. And make sure that you get your electrolytes and your sea salt in. Very important, okay? Especially when it's hot.
Okay, now what are you doing in your fast? You're praying frequently. This is a prayer time. This is a special time you set aside for God because you need to really hear His voice. We talk about a lot here at the Overcomers Club and on the 633 that this desire is to hear God's voice. When the challenging times come, we know what we're supposed to do. You know, there was a situation over in the Israel challenge over there where one person saw something happening and they ran and hid in the bushes and their lives were spared, and they were Jewish. They weren't even spirit filled, but somehow they knew what to do. But that's what we need, that kind of word of knowledge, that when danger comes, what do we do to avoid the danger? Okay, and always start your day by thanking the Lord for protection on the fast. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us.
Yeah, all the more that when you're spirit filled, that you're born again, you have the Spirit of God with you, that you would hear the voice of God even clearer. But someone must have been praying for that young girl, for her to perceive before anyone else did and notice things that she could run and hide. So God protected her. And I believe that as you are fasting on this fast, that we have prayed that the Spirit of God, or we pray right now, will speak to you clearer than you've ever heard before in your life. That this fast will be very special. You don't have to fast food. If someone is underweight or at their correct weight and you're challenged, you don't want to get weak, ask the Lord if you can fast something else, like don't watch TV. Stay away from TV, you're fasting TV, or your favorite dessert, give that up, for 3 days. Or I have a cousin who every single day of her life she ate See's candy. I know it's very, very interesting habit she has. And so she would be one of those people that would be a big sacrifice to give up that See's candy for 3 whole days. Okay. So ask the Lord, what should you fast? Is it coffee? Is it what something that you feel that you're giving that to the Lord, consecrating it to the Lord, so that you could spend more time with Him. So it's not a diet. This is so that we could get rid of things that hinder us, and then we could spend more time with God instead. Oh, hey, honey, can I fast cooking so that way I could spend more time with God?
What a wonderful idea, dear. Okay. I'll fast cookie too, okay? Okay, very important. When you're on a fast of some kind, your body develops certain acids in your mouth. You have to massage your gums and brush, use toothbrush. Flossing is recommended. Use mouthwash a couple times a day and brush your tongue. Keep that off. And we want you to be healthy at the end of the fast, okay? And then again, work up to a lifestyle fasting one day a week, okay? And start your calendar year with a long fast, including prayer. And ask the Lord what you should do for your next fast for yourself, in Jesus' name, okay?
Yeah, some people don't realize that when they fast, all the toxins come out and go onto the tongue and into the mouth, and so the bad breath is even worse. So if you work in close proximity with other coworkers or clients or students or whatever, that it will be stronger halitosis than normal. Also, people don't realize that the toxins come out from their armpits. So some people avoid garlic because they're going to smell more garlicky, and people do increase their deodorant and cologne just so that we will not be offending anyone without realizing it. Okay. All right. So here's some things that we would like you to fast. See right here, types of fast, spiritual re-examination. Humble our soul with fasting. Okay, so afflict, that's not really, it doesn't mean bring pain or punishment. It means to subdue your emotions with fasting. It means to put your flesh down. So Pastor James and I have really been feeling that this week, that God wants people to, in addition to whatever you've dedicated your fast to, because you're already on your fast, but some people might want to add to that, is to ask the Holy Spirit to help you practice during your fast to put your flesh down, to pray and ask Him to help you not be offended as much, not be in unforgiveness, not be angry, not be upset, not be cranky or hangry. You know, when someone's hungry and they get angry and it's angry and they get all bent out of shape because they need to eat now. And help us to walk more in the fruit of the Spirit. You'll see more power in your own walk and power to overcome those things that would easily beset us or things that would cause us to sin. And I have found that if I increase praying in the Spirit, praying in the heavenly language, spending more time in worship, in the anointing before God, that helps me get more fortified so that I'm not anxious, I'm not nervous, I'm not disappointed. I am able to listen to someone who might be upset and not get upset at them and resolve challenges, even like a miscommunication challenge or whatever, just to resolve it in a loving way instead of getting all upset and bent out of shape. And that's what, you know, I believe that God wants us to grow in the fruit of the Spirit so much. And I think that He wants us to focus on that this year so that we get stronger and stronger in God's character to help us through when the difficult times come. So the joy of the Lord is our what? Strength. Amen. Okay. And so when we're feeling weak, when we're feeling tired, what happened to your thermostat of joy? It must be on a low because that means that the devil was able to come in. What happens when there's a challenge of fear? It means that our perfect love is low in the thermostat because perfect love casts out all fear, right? And so we need to amp up the perfect love and amp up the joy of the Lord. And what about when we get all upset and impatient and anxious and whatever? It means that our patience is low. So we got to amp up the patience. And what about when we get stressed out or overwhelmed or angry? It means, you know, what happened to walking in the love of God? So let's look at all of the fruit. How is our love, joy, peace, patience, our gentleness, our goodness? Are we being kind and good to people that are around us, even on challenging days? Just because someone's tired or having stress doesn't mean that that person has to be unkind, right? Gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. So when someone corrects us, then we humble ourselves to say, thank you for helping us, instead of getting all prideful and, what do you mean, you know, that you think I did blah, blah. So we are going to have a wondrous fast. It's not going to be a, long, tedious one. But I believe that God is going to meet you every day. Today is because we started last night at 6 p.m. So every day it's going to be more joyous, more peaceful, more full of love. This is going to be a very special fast for you. I just see that in the spirit realm. I prophesy that to you. And you are going to have so much strength, and you are going to overcome every area that has been attacking you because of walking in the fruit of the spirit and reestablishing that kingdom of God. And I just pray that over you. And I thank you, Lord God, right now for the anointing that is going forth over every single person right now. Every single person right now is receiving that anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage. I thank you, Lord, that the fruit of God that is inside of each person, that you're developing us to a greater degree, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to put the flesh down during this fast, and that we will have that anointing that's pervading right now be maintained for the rest of the fast, breaking every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Amen.
No.
Hallelujah. Okay, everybody can unmute yourselves now. Should
I
be
think you want to say something. Your yellow hand was up.
a yellow hand was up.
Yours was. You wanted to say something.
Oh, well. It comes to bringing works.
Okay. So I think Annie wanted to share something. Did you want to put you on share screen?
Oh, no, because it's not on my computer, so I'll just show it on my phone. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I gave a testimony about was it a Friday? Yeah, it was a Friday, right, Pastor Karen?
I think it was, yeah.
About my hip back getting healed from a workout challenge injury.
Right.
And I thought my toe was challenged to be jammed, but I still kept having problems with it. And I didn't know what it was. I did everything I knew what to do spiritually. And so I was, this was on Friday, so just 3 weeks later. I was praying in the spirit, and I was praying in my heavenly language. I didn't know what to pray, and I didn't know what else to do. So I broke some more curses on some things that the Holy Spirit showed me that I never would have thought of before. And this was before I was praying. I just took a picture and I showed Charlie because the bone was trying to go to the left side. You'll see it on my foot. This bone was trying to go that way, like a challenge, like a bunion, but I didn't realize they were so sore. And then that was at 9:55 a.m. And this was after I was done praying at 10:22 a.m.
Sweet. Do
See the toes touching?
you see they're straightened?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is obviously completely impossible and natural. And then so I was giving my testimony, and this reminded me of my foot like 8 years ago. I was giving my testimony. All of a sudden, I went to bed the other night, and there was so much challenge of pain. I was like, no, it's a lie. I'm just going to keep giving my testimony. The more pain tries to come, I'm just going to keep giving it. So there's my testimony. Thank
Thank you, Jesus. Hooray. So
Praise God.
that was wonderful, Annie. And God has no favorites. So we just believe more wonderful testimonies. Anyone else want to share a testimony? Maria.
Well, it's not a testimony. It's just something so sweet that the Lord did. I guess God knows how to, just change our hearts, because He's been so sweet to me all these days. I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyways, there's a lot of other stuff that's been happening. But yesterday, like I told you, all the strife with my kids, right? And then I thought, oh, darn. Oh, well, they're mad at me. Well, this morning I woke up, I go, oh, they're still mad at me. I wasn't mad at them, you know, because I just told them, you know, I apologize, I'm sorry and all that. And then I thought, oh, they're probably still mad. Because, you know, yesterday I was going to bed and I was thinking, oh, well, I wonder how tomorrow's going to play out. And last night, because I go to sleep and I'm trying to break that habit. I go to sleep pretty late, right? And I was watching, you know, I was watching a really, you know, a godly movie, because I thought, oh, I gotta stay on, you know, my mind on God constantly. And I felt like watching a movie because I couldn't go to sleep because, you know, of all the happenings that was going on. And so, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I heard it. Oh my goodness, I heard it. He tells me, "Happy birthday, my daughter." And I go, "What? What time is it?" And I looked at the time and it was after 12. And you know what he was telling me? It's because, well, God knows everything. Because he knew my kids were still mad at me and they wouldn't bother. But they did it kind of in their own way. You know, they said it, you know, made me breakfast. And then my daughter, she swallowed her pride and she came and gave me a hug. But, you know, it was like later when I was, you know, later on the day. But I thought, oh, that's so sweet. If nobody would have told me that alone right there, you know, made my whole year, my whole life. It was so sweet.
You know, although they sang happy birthday to you the other day, it actually is Maria's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
If you want to, all in mute, we can sing happy birthday again, and you could say happy birthday.
Before you do that, Maria, what a way to start off your birth year. Goodness gracious, with God. That's pretty cool.
That is the best present ever.
That's what I said, Pastor. That's exactly what I said. I go, wow, this starting for me, it's like this is starting just because he said that, and I was like, wow, he really knows how to, you know what I mean? How to touch me in such a sweet way.
Amen. That's true. Deborah, would you mind starting off happy birthday for us?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Yes.
Thank you for spending your birthday with us.
Yeah.
That's a gift for us.
No, for me.
Amen. Okay, so when you get up at 6:33 or get up in the morning and join us at 6:33 on our three-day fast, those of you that eat breakfast right away, you may want to consider fasting breakfast to spend that time with the Lord, extra time instead of making a meal or having a meal. Ask God if you should fast and just spend extra time with him. Out of curiosity, how many people are joining us at
6:33?
I try. Okay, even try.
I'm
not on it.
I try.
And Denise, you can do what Nick early does. He joins us sometimes at 9:33, although he's at work at 5. He can't always take a break at 6:33 his time. So that would be California time, or anybody else that has a challenge with that. Anyway, what are some praise reports that you're finding, those of you that are getting up and staying awake for long enough to say the prayer tactics? Has it been helping some people? Have you been seeing some changes in your life? Some positive things?
Yes.
Okay, Maria, what?
Well, I don't know. We weren't recording when I said I got a job, I got a car, I got a home, all this stuff that was missing. I was...
Because you've been without a car for how long?
A year and it's gonna be a year. I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. No, since January. I'm sorry. Since January.
Okay, and without a job since what?
Since January. Since last year, June.
Wow.
So that's big. So all of you praying 633 are helping to see these praise reports happen because of your prayers. Amen. Okay, great. Annie.
I noticed there's less attacks when, ever since we started doing 633 together. I mean, anyone else noticed? Maybe there's been less attacks. I mean, I noticed it.
Amen.
Like a lot at first, but then it started easing up.
That's good. That's good. Anybody else? Sharon Crane.
Yes.
What have you noticed since 6:33?
That my kids are calling me to pray for some of their friends and loved ones.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yep. Okay. Anybody else seen any positive things because of it? Peter.
Noticeably hearing from God more often and more clearly.
Amen. That's very, very good one. Very, very good. Amen. Anybody have some questions or would like more clarification on how to get up more effectively, get up earlier, or what other things to pray or do in 6:33?
Just put on some coffee. You'll wake up earlier.
Yeah.
There you go. That's one good solution.
Can I tell the story? So when Amy lived with us, the way I got her up in the mornings, I plugged in the coffee pot. She'd smell it and come down and get it. So
I know, and that's when I'm fasting. So it's really hard.
The other was bacon. Bacon got her out of bed.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay, Maria?
There's been quite a few times that for some reason, you know, I have my alarm set, right? But either, I don't know if I change it or what happens with it and it hasn't gone off. Guess it wakes me up. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, 6:30, 6:31.
God.
Okay. They wake up.
Yeah. You know, there was this one gal that we prayed for on our trip and, she got an instantaneous healing in her jaw after Pastor James prayed for her. And she emailed us, and 2 days in a row, God woke her up at 6:33 to pray.
Yeah. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. I'd like Frida to tell her praise report, Miss Night Owl, that goes to sleep at 10:30, 11 p.m. at night, midnight, 1 a.m.
Well, the Holy Spirit has awakened me, and I'm really trying to reform and go to bed earlier.
Reform.
I agree with Frida. I agree with Frida.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm really working on
it. You woke up without an alarm clock, right? God woke you up, right, Frida?
Yeah, well, and one day, I'll be honest with you, I had the alarm set, I slept through it, and I was a little bit not happy with myself, so. I'm trying to do better. Get to bed early.
Yourself, right. You just catch up at 9:33, which is that Hawaii time?
I guess so.
Yeah.
6:33 in Hawaii.
Whatever. There's a 6:33 somewhere when it's on 30, you know. It's...
And it's not legalistic. If you miss the 6:33 mark, just get up and spend time with God. And he understands. He has grace.
Yeah, the okay, important thing
it's
is
not super, legalism at all. Right. So don't think it's a sin that you don't get up at 6:33. Unless God commands you to do it.
Yeah.
And that's a different story. But if you're volunteering to do it, then on some days that you don't, it's okay. Give yourself grace. I mean, one time Annie was on a trip or something and she got home super, super duper late. And I just told her, I said, if you don't make 6:33 because you need to sleep in, that's important for your health too. So you just get up and pray those topics for all the 6:33ers and ABCers. And that's when the 6:33ers are praying for you when you're tired and need the sleep. Okay. So don't feel like it's a terrible thing and feel guilty about it.
I still pray for ABCers, even sometimes, you know, I get up a little bit later.
Exactly. That's exactly right, Maria. So when you don't make the 633, still please pray for ABCers and 633ers, because there are people who are not in our congregation that are joining us for 633. But at least you know that other people are praying for you. And it was really great that someone had said to me that on a day that she couldn't get her prayers done in the morning because she had gotten up late and she had to be somewhere and she had a really rough night. You know, anybody know how that is when you don't sleep well, right? And she could feel the prayers at 6:33. She really knew people were praying for her, and that helped turn her whole day around and energized her. And she was so thankful to God that there was a support system. So when you're on the other end, when you need those prayers and you need to receive them because you're not the one doing the prayers, that's what we're here to do, is to bless each other, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Okay. So it's not legalism. It's just being able to enjoy our time with the Lord. Although it is a sacrifice to train our bodies and discipline our bodies and buffet our bodies, like Paul would say, you know, it's like, shape up, body. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do instead of the body tell us what it's going to do, you know. Anybody else want to make some comments about 633? Okay. So those are some really positive aspects of it. It is challenging for some people to get up at that time, but still join us on the topics of what we're praying in unity one for another, regardless what time you get up to pray. Okay?
Okay.
That's what's important.
Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, do we know who's doing communion today?
Yeah, I'm doing the body.
Oh, thanks, Andrew, for reminding me. Okay. So... Andrew and Maria. Oh, yeah, we got it on there. Okay, do you want to lead us in a USP, Andrew?
Sure. All right, if everyone wants to take the time, if they committed any sins in the last, 30, 40 minutes. Heavenly Father, not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please cleanse me of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
For the prayer tonight, I'm going to be using the communion prayer that we got handed out, or that was on the ABC website for those who were following. It was on a Sunday, October the 15th, I believe. It was on, I think it's page 3 of 4. I'm going to follow that and see if everyone likes it. Start right here. When we eat your body, we eat your flesh. When we eat your flesh, we eat the living bread. And we declare that we shall never die. In the name of Jesus, we now receive this precious body of Jesus broken for me. And we declare that we have been healed, restored, and rejuvenated. And we shall never die. We shall be alive and remain until we am raptured, caught up with you in the clouds, and be with you forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on that night in which you were betrayed, we took bread, and when you had given thanks, we broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We now partake of the body of Jesus Christ.
We agree and receive in Jesus.
We agree. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much for the precious blood that you shed at the cross. Without the precious blood being shed, we wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't even have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. You made it possible for all the promises God has given us.
That was cool.
Made it possible for us to receive all of your promises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the sacrifice. And on the same night, once you were betrayed, you took the cup and you said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me." And we do this in remembrance with a grateful, a thankful, and a joyous heart, rejoicing in what you have given up. But you raised us. You raised us as new creatures in you. We thank you. We take this cup of blessing now into us in Jesus' name.
Pray and receive in Jesus' name. So we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Next week, Deborah, would you be willing to do the body next week? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Gwen, would you be willing to do the blood next Wednesday?
Sure.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right. And Lyle, would you be willing to do a closing prayer for us?
Yes, certainly. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your presence with us on this special night. We thank you for this time of fasting, that you would give each one your special strength to gain special understanding and wisdom from you as we subdue our bodies. Continue to go with us this evening. Give us a good night of rest and throughout the remainder of the week. For it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Amen. Those that want prayer after service, Annie and Frida will be staying on to pray with you. Okay? All right. Okay. So love you guys. And
love you. Have a good week.
Good night, everyone.
Good rest of the week.
Bye. Yeah, have a great week.
Bye, have a great week. Happy birthday again, Maria.
Yeah, happy birthday, Maria.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Annie, I'm going to make you host.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, everyone went off.
Okay. I guess everybody's healed.
Okay. Oh, let's continue praying for Frida, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
And for Annie. So let me lock the meeting so no one else can come in. So we're now private. Okay, so we did pray for Annie earlier, just the intercessors, Frida and Peter, generally for general healing. How are you doing now?
I still had challenge of pain.
At what level? Pain level.
Out of five, it was less.
Before intercession, it was what?
Well, say it was a 10 before intercession, and then now it felt like about a 6 or 7.
Oh, okay, so it's improved, but still challenged.
Yeah, I did curse anything that's any bad bacteria or any infection.
Okay. Hold on just a second for me. Okay, let's put this down. So, Frida, can you pray for Annie?
Sure. Father, we just we cocoon and bind those demons and wash them down And we claim that Annie is restored and healed better than before. And she's claiming her rights as your daughter for health. We thank you for this healing that is taking place now throughout her body.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
The healing anointing is really strong right now, Annie. So just raise your hands and receive that anointing.
I feel it.
And the oil of the Holy Spirit is saturating both you and Frida from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. And each one of us, we're receiving that oil of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for complete healing. I feel peace that passes all understanding, just flooding you.
You're recording.
Thank you for telling me that.